Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the labor market still tight, we were surprised to learn that our next guest was having trouble finding employment opportunities for her college interns. Avril Lale is with the Field Education Office at the University of South Carolina's College of Social Work, and we have her on the phone from her office in Columbia. Avril, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So first of all, tell us what you do there and what the College of Social Work is all about. Give us an overview.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a social work program with the University of South Carolina. We offer degrees to undergraduate students to get a bachelor's of social work. We have a master's of social work program where we have a couple different options within that. Full-time, advanced standing, which is for students who've already got a BSW. And then also our extended time, which we offer in Columbia, but also in Greenville and Charleston. And we're very excited to be launching a full-time online program this fall that will serve students statewide. And then we're also the one and only PhD in social work program that's in the state of South Carolina.
Okay, and so tell us more about social work careers and what is there a high demand for this?
So yeah, so social workers can be found in a lot of different settings. There's opportunities for social workers in advocacy, community development, obviously counseling and therapy, hospitals, schools, all kinds of settings. And the profession here in South Carolina is actually experiencing notable growth. So in 2020, there were about 2,040 social workers that were employed in the state. And by the year 2030, it's projected that we'll need a 17% increase over the decade. So there's definitely a demand. The South Carolina Coordinating Council for Workforce Development identifies some of the social work positions are actually priority occupations for our state. So substance abuse, behavioral disorder, and mental health counselors, child, family, and school social workers, social and human service assistants, and then also community health workers. So there's definitely a demand in our state and a need in our state for people in social work.
All right, now tell us about the intern situation that we learned about through you.
Absolutely. So all of our undergraduate and graduate social work students are required to do an internship as part of their degree requirements. And we partner with kind of all of those types of organizations that I mentioned earlier to place our students. So students will be in an internship for a minimum of an academic year, and it depends on the program, kind of the specific requirements, but they're all required to do one, and they work with our office to identify those placements in their different areas.
And so you're having a difficult time finding partners out there in the real world to place these intern students of yours?
So we're always looking to expand, especially with the launch of our online program. We're hoping to just get the word out that we'll need placements in more areas starting with this upcoming year. So currently we've served students primarily in the Columbia, Greenville, and Charleston areas. And we're always looking for new partners in those areas, of course, but also now that we're going statewide with students that'll be participating online, we'll have an even greater need of partners and agencies throughout the state.
And I'm going to guess that the importance of all of this is directly related to the need, the demand for social workers across the state?
Yeah, and the need for training them appropriately. So, you know, these field placements are kind of where the rubber meets the road as far as them connecting their what they're learning in the classroom to what they'll actually be doing in the real world. So the placements are where they get that hands-on experience so that they can tackle the challenges that they'll face in their careers.
Well, Avril, thanks so much for sharing with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thanks so much.
Avril Lale is with the Field Education Office at the University of South Carolina's College of Social Work in Columbia. We will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Once you are there, just click on Programs and Podcasts and you will find us. And then when you are on our page, you'll find a link to contact us by email. And you'll also find links to our social media network so you can connect that way. And, of course, there are links to subscribe to this podcast. This show can be found wherever you find podcasts later in the day after it airs over our network. That address again, SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.